USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas will be deploying 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. This is all being done to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with border security efforts. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the deployment is supposed to help with the humanitarian crisis, but then also says Congress needs to do more to set aside funding for resources at the border.
Every child who's not being taken care of adequately at the border, Congress is an accomplice to any harm they suffer.
President Trump on why he decided to call off the airstrike against Iran.
Here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead. Yeah. And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press, that entire interview will air this Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A new survey finds fewer than 4 in 10 Americans want to give President Trump 4 more years. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
This latest poll from New Jersey's Monmouth University finds that 37% of voters think President Trump should be reelected in 2020, while 59% want someone new. That latest poll from Monmouth also indicates that the Trump numbers when it comes to his performance ratings are unchanged since last month, 41% approving of his performance in the White House, with 50% saying they disapprove. The poll was taken just before the president officially kicked off his reelection campaign back on Tuesday.
An accused child rapist who was also the head of a Mexican megachurch will have to deal with a massive bail. On Friday, a judge refused to lower the record $50 million bail for Nissan Joaquin Garcia, who's accused of abusing several girls. Him and two other defendants are pleading not guilty. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
For Jeff Weiner, CEO of LinkedIn, compassion plays a vital role in the workplace. He joins CBS This Morning and explains why.
Oh, well, taking a step back, exactly your point about the importance of compassion in leadership, in management, it's really become like a first principle, not only for myself, but a lot of us at LinkedIn. And with regard to compassion, more broadly defined, very near and dear to my heart, just started a nonprofit called the Compassion Project, along with an educational technology company called EverFi that helped design the curriculum. And the mission statement for the nonprofit is to ensure that compassion is taught in every elementary school in the United States, and to ensure that all elementary school students understand the meaning of compassion and can practice it.
Yeah, what do you teach them? What do you want them to know?
Well, for starters, what compassion is all about, which is putting yourself in the shoes of another person, seeing the world through their lens for the sake of helping them and alleviating their suffering. And at the elementary school level, that's all about seeing the world around you, seeing the people around you, caring about them, and acting upon it.
Democratic presidential candidates are already sharing the stage in Miami ahead of next week's first debate. During a forum today, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders highlighted his health care for all plan.
I believe that health care is a human right. I will not allow 30,000 Americans every year to die because they don't have access to a doctor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.